Massey Burke grew up digging in the clay of the Ozarks. Now a grown woman living in the San Francisco Bay Area, she has returned to Northwest Arkansas to play in the mud. But rather than just digging, she is creating an earthwork that binds together the wild and the built environments. Moving away from Fayetteville for college, Massey studied ancient Greek, only realizing her passion for earthen construction after spending several years working in the wilderness.
Because I knew I wanted to do work that was ecologically related, and that was outside and physical and hopefully artistic, but I didn't really know if I could find one thing that would accomplish all of those objectives, and I was just kind of following my instincts and my heart and my interests.
She spent some time in the Adirondack Mountains, learning the practice of restoration ecology, eventually getting to Northeastern California, where someone gave her a book on straw bale construction, developing her interest in natural construction, so she enrolled in a week-long class.
Cob is one of the techniques you can use. Straw bale is another technique you can use. They're all the same materials, but employed in different ways for different purposes. So I thought that was way cool, and obviously it has an artistic component. It's practical, but it's also artistic, and that was really what got me. And so once I took that class, I said, okay, I think this is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I want to become a practitioner of these techniques.
She says there really isn't a career path for that, so she has had to find her own. She has built a house, among other things, in California, as well as a project at her alma mater, Swarthmore College. Natural building is a set of techniques that are just now coming to Western cultures, but it's an ancient tradition, yet still very relevant in many cultures. 2/3 of the world's population still live in earthen buildings, people who don't have anything else to build with.
One good example is the architecture of Western Africa, so Mali. Some of the mosques in Mali are adobe and related styles, and they're just incredible, beautiful, beautiful, several hundred-year-old traditions of earthen construction. Another really great one is Burkina Faso. There are these sculpted, burnished houses, and it looks like an entire village that's continuous pottery. Houses that are, these rounded, these geometric burnished patterns on them, it's all clay construction. Those are good places to look for references to what people are still doing with these ancient traditions.
She says that what's fun about doing it in this culture is that it's new and there are no traditional boundaries. Builders are able to investigate to see what fits with Western preferences.
But earthen building is ecological because it requires about 1% of the embodied energy of a concrete or a brick building. Because there's very little energy going into the refining of the material. So that's a lot of its interest and importance right now.
That sustainable aspect of the process, along with the artistic factor, is what brings Massey to Fayetteville. Her design is part of Artisphere, Walton Arts Center's Arts and Nature Festival. So if you've driven down West Avenue in recent days and wondered what's going on the lawn of the Nadine Baum Studios, as many have, it's Massey and her apprentices, who are not only playing in mud, but also creating a work of practical art. They are using the cob construction method that she mentioned earlier.
Cob is also known as monolithic adobe, meaning it's the same thing that you make adobes out of, but you don't make bricks. You make the mix and you sculpt it directly onto the wall. It's generally considered to be better, especially in seismic situations. It's stronger in curvature, so a lot of this sculpture has curved walls, partly for structural strength. So in any case, cob is a mix of clay soil, sand if the clay needs it added. This clay doesn't because it's already got a lot of rock and sand in it, and straw.
This clay is different from the Northern California clay she's used to working with. As most of her designing was done from there, she went so far as to have her parents send her a box of Arkansas mud. To begin the process here, the dark red substance, speckled with white rock, is placed in a soaking tub, where it is hydrated for a couple of days to activate its stickiness.
So the basic process is to mix hydrated clay in layers with straw, and I call it lasagna mixing. There's a lot of different ways to mix cob, but that's what we're using for this particular clay in this particular mix. I think it's working pretty well.
That's what three volunteers are doing on the sixth day of construction, taking hydrated clay from one wheelbarrow to another, placing layers of straw between the shovelfuls. Massey calls this lasagna mixing. The straw is there for tensile strength, to reduce crumbling. Once the wheelbarrow is full of the proper mix, it is pushed over to the wall in progress to be layered on.
In such a way that the straw from one layer intermingles with the straw from the layer below that. And again, there are different ways to do that depending on how dry the wall is when you build.
This process isn't clean, using hands to do most of the work. Another volunteer, Andy Kay, is using a machete-like tool to slice bamboo. She is here to learn from Massey. See, Andy has aspirations to build her own cob home, the eco-friendly nature of the construction being her main interest.
The materials that you gather to create the cob are all given to us by Mother. It's nothing we've taken. Like, we don't cut down trees. We don't, you know, add chemicals and poison our earth at all. And, like, the clay was given, the sand, the straw, the water, everything's given. And I'm just really passionate about not taking anything else from Mother and just using what, co-creating with her and using what she's already given us to create our homes.
Andy hopes to take what she learns and hold workshops.
To share it with the community, which is really important for me, to get involved with our community and show them what options they have to become partners and co-creators with Mother instead of taking from her so much.
The name Massey chose for the piece, Karst, emphasizes this sense of community and its relationship with Mother Earth.
Karst is this kind of, it's the bedrock of the Ozarks, or one of them, and it's also the source of all the water in the Ozarks because it's porous, and so it stores water and releases it in very surprising places. And so it also has to do with the sort of the well springs of what brings us life, what gives us life, and the mechanisms, the structures by which we can store and release what you, in California, we would call life energy. It's a little bit, it can sound a little woo-woo, but it's a relatively descriptive term.
This Ozarks karst also serves as Massey's personal bedrock.
It's about the coming back to the land and the people that formed my consciousness growing up and making a piece of art out of the actual bedrock of that landscape, but also out of what I came from.
Karst is a semi-permanent sculpture that has both architectural and landscape components. Massey says you can walk through the sculpture, sit in the sculpture, even when it's raining, as parts will be covered. And for the meaning, she says it is a valuable experience to see the beauty of biodegradable material to be used in a practical way.
That sounds very sort of mundane for an art piece, but that is one of my objectives, is to just demonstrate how these materials can function in our culture in an incredible and transformative way. I think the most important part of the experience for people is the making of it.
And the making of it would not have been possible without apprentices and volunteers, who range from sculpture students to architects, among others, two of which are Massey's parents. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.